Wave Sound Audiobooks presents Miles Off Course, Book 3 in the Roland Sinclair series by Solari Gentle. Narrated by Rupert Degas. To those with the courage to stay on course, and those with the imagination to wander. Prologue. Wave of abductions terrorizes Sydney's Wilthy. The grisly discovery of the remains of the Lindbergh baby in May last year, some months after the child had been kidnapped from its nursery, caused shock and outrage in the United States and across the world. There is not a person in the civilized world who cannot feel for the anguish of Colonel and Mrs. Lindbergh, nor be repulsed by the brutality of the act. The abduction of rich men's sons is not a new crime, and our part of the world is not immune from those who seek to extort money from the well-to-do with this sort of menace. Sydney has in the past weeks fallen victim to a wave of suspected abductions. In January, William Ainsworth of Ainsworth Textiles disappeared, as did Edward Carmichael of Carmichael & Sons Proprietary Limited. Most recently, Charles Wentworth, son of the industrialist Sir Alfred Wentworth, and a prominent businessman in his own right, was seized in broad daylight by persons unknown. Despite the best efforts of Superintendent Bill Mackay and his Criminal Investigation Bureau, not one of these gentlemen has been recovered. Police remain baffled, and grave concerns are held for the lives of all three victims. It is a stark reminder of the tyranny of the criminal that even the founding families of our fair city cannot feel safe in her streets. One can only wonder which family will be next to have a son snatched away. The Sydney Morning Herald, 1933. Chapter 1.
Norman Lindsay is a complete and utter bastard.
Roland Sinclair sat down and buried both hands in his dark hair as he vented his frustration. It had been a long day. He fell back and loosened his tie. Milton Isaacs closed his book and rose from the comfort of his armchair to pour his friend a drink. He charged two glasses from the crystal decanters. The poet was nothing if not empathetic.
"What's old Norman done now?"
Roland took the sherry and drained it in a single swig. He felt a little better. Perhaps intoxication was the answer.
"Rosalina Martinelli."
"The model?" Roland simply groaned in reply, his temper exhausted by the trials of the day.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?